next question here on my sheet is, how are the MPAs proposed and evaluated? Let me start off as a member of the stakeholder group and say that after lots and lots of discussion with input from this very diverse room of stakeholders, the staff would come back at the next meeting, usually with at least three sets of maps, with three different solutions that came out of the discussions that we had had at the previous meeting. And then in evaluating those one against another, very often we would want from the science panel clarification on which of these is best or not so good at meeting this or that one of the science criteria. And there are also economics criteria. For instance, should we have fishable areas, areas left over to fishing, within a safe one-day boat trip from each of the major ports within the coast? So that it's not just the science that's driving it, but also the economic reality to various of the stakeholder groups. And so really a complicated discussion. But my recollection is that very often we have at least three sets of maps that we were really boring into as this progressed. Would any of you like to add anything to how that process worked?
Two comments. One is in response to that, as Steve mentioned, we receive these proposals, and then we would evaluate each of the separate proposals, of which there were at least three each time throughout the series. Because it was an iterative process, the stakeholder groups would generate a proposal, we would give them feedback on how well they met the various guidelines. They'd go back and work away, sometimes they'd actually merge with another group and generate a merged proposal. That would be reviewed by the science panel, and then that would, they'd get that feedback, and they, so it went back and forth as they eventually refined each of their proposals. And in each case, it was how well does the various MPAs meet the size guidelines? Are they spaced close enough to one another to meet the space and guidelines? Do they have each of the different habitats that we really want represented across the MPAs? But one of the interesting design criteria that was also used for evaluation, and that's really a special part of the whole MLPA process, you'll see that there's red boxes and there's blue boxes. The red boxes are the standard no-take marine reserve. You don't touch nothing. The other, though, are the blue reserves. They're not, protected areas as opposed to reserves. And that's because the process allowed stakeholders to think about relaxing some of the levels of protection. So they might allow recreational take in one of those areas, but not commercial take. Or they might allow the take of transient pelagic species, but not the bottom-dwelling species. When you give people that flexibility, then the Blue Ribbon Task Force asked the science panel, well, wait a minute, how different is that then from a no-take reserve? If we're going to allow people to crab, or we're going to allow them to troll for salmon, or allow them to fish for spot prawns, how might that differ from full protection of that ecosystem? So a tremendous amount of work went into that, trying to figure out what the relative levels of protection are for each of those proposed activities from the stakeholders.